Listen to every episode of Stokely and Zach on demand at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank and the 20K Good Business Giveaway. Submit a video explaining how your business does good by October 24th for a chance to win $20,000. Rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC. Visit efirstbank.com/business contest.
All right, time for some fill-in-the-blank defensive edition. One minor house cleaning thing. I said in the previous segment that Connor McGovern wasn't the day one starter at right guard. You corrected me. He was. Just a slip of the tongue there. My fault. All right, defensive edition.
Don't ever go back and say you made a mistake. You just keep trucking forward.
No. I'm not afraid of raise my hand. Oh,
yeah.
My bad.
Well, yeah, that's a long time ago. We all moved on.
All right. Defensive edition. Fill-in-the-blank. Von Miller will make blank impact plays, which we'll call a sack or a tackle for a loss.
Oh, okay, a sack or tackle for a
loss. Or how about this? Can we add more in there? Can we amend this?
Let me think about it. Yeah, sure.
Batted down pass. Does that count?
That's not an impactful play, is it? I mean, if it leads to something, if it's on third down, now it's an impactful play. If it's on first down, eh.
The way that I've always viewed a batted down pass is like tackling the back at the line of scrimmage. That's all. You know what I mean? You're stopping them
right where they started. Play. That's just a good job, buddy. Nice play.
Okay.
That's not impactful. Impactful is a sack. Impactful is a fumble cause. That type of play. That, to me, is what I'm thinking about when you say impactful.
Okay, so we'll keep it to sack, tackle for a loss, or an interception.
Perfect. Just a big-time play. How about a big-time play?
Huh?
How about a big-time play?
Von Miller will
make big-time play.
Blank big-time plays.
You know, he called him out this week and said, we're going to kick y'all's ass, Arizona. I think Von will be ready to bring the thunder and bring the noise. He's not going to be all bark, no bite. Had to think about that one. Didn't want to screw that one up.
You stuck it.
Three impact plays. From Von Miller.
I like it. I like it. Hey, back it up. You want to talk tough?
Yep.
And you're talking tough to, You're the senior. You're talking tough to a sophomore here. This is a one-win football team.
Right.
Now I really need you to come through on the playground. All right. Bradley Chubb will gather blank sacks.
One sack for Bradley Chubb. So he builds off of last week, and I think one would be a good number. I don't think he gets to the number he was a week ago, where that was a great effort by him. What was the number?
Three sacks.
Three sacks. So
that's pretty good tackle too.
Yeah. Yep. And so I think he gets a sack tonight, but not three like the week before.
Okay. Put him down for a sack there. David Johnson will rush for blank yards.
62 yards for David Johnson. I think they figure out this rush defense tonight. Arizona's offensive line is subpar. David Johnson hasn't gotten going like we've seen a couple years ago when he was at his peak. For whatever reason, you're starting a young quarterback. Teams are loading the box, challenging that guy to throw the football. And they haven't been very successful on the ground. And they've been a little bit like the Broncos. They've been behind a lot. And it's hard to stick with a run and give this guy a lot of carries. So I think they keep David Johnson in check. 62 yards for him.
David Johnson is averaging just under 50 yards a game, believe it or not, on the ground. Now, we obviously know he's a dual threat, but he's averaging 49 yards a game. But here's where David Johnson has fulfilled some expectation. Five touchdowns on the ground.
Yep.
Five touchdowns. And I want to say this, though. I want to highlight this real quick. David Johnson has one explosive play this year. I should say one play for over 20 yards on the ground. That's it. You want to know who came in and had one single rush for over 20 yards, believe it or not? It was Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley, up until last week, had just one rush for 20 yards or more. And he had four of them last week against the Broncos. Four different plays for over 20. But here's what made it tricky. Not one play for 30 yards. So let me say that again. Todd Gurley had four plays for over 20 yards in the running game, but didn't have a play that went for more than 30 yards. So it wasn't the Isaiah Crowell 77-yard touchdown type of deal. It was body blows. That's why I like to call that. You are pounding the body repeatedly. So I'm sure David Johnson is looking at this as a get-right game. Let's see if we can keep him at that mark. No runs for over 20 yards.
The other thing about David Johnson, he's really good out of the backfield. He hasn't been special this year in that regard, but this guy is a good security blanket for a young quarterback. And he's really dynamic out of the backfield. And we've seen issues with this defense before when it comes to covering, you know, running backs and tight ends out of the backfield. So keep an eye on David Johnson. They're trying to get him out of the backfield into pass patterns being an issue for the Broncos because he's really good at doing that.
I'm glad you just highlighted that because David Johnson has been targeted 27 times in six games. All right, so it's going to happen. It's going to happen tonight. So we'll see if we can contain it. All right. What was the number there, just so I can keep record? 62 yards for David Johnson?
62.
Okay.
Six deuce.
Josh Rosen finishes tonight with blank touchdowns and blank interceptions.
One touchdown, one interception. 1-1 for Josh Rosen.
I'll take that. If you're telling me that's the scenario, that Josh Rosen's going to finish with one touchdown and one interception.
I agree.
Shoot. 1-1.
Let's just not let David Johnson have, you know, three touchdowns.
Right.
Like Todd Gurley had last week.
Right.
Is that how many he had?
Yeah.
Okay.
He went for the hat trick.
I don't want to come back next segment and have to correct myself.
No, he went.
And I wouldn't do that either anyway. Well, you're just a good guy.
I know you wouldn't. Bradley Roby will surrender blank big plays.
Zero big plays from Bradley Roby. Look, he had a bounce back game last week. Had a couple little plays there, but nothing huge that you could say, man, that Bradley Roby continues to struggle. They did a good job overall against the Rams passing attack. Bradley Roby played awful a couple weeks ago, gave up a few big plays, right? I think, you know, you can either go one or two directions. You can show up the next week and have a bounce back game, which I believe that he did, or you can show up and continue the free fall. So Bradley Roby's got a little something to him. And I think it continues tonight, and he does a good job. Good, solid job for Bradley Roby.
Bad news.
Oh.
Todd Gurley had two touchdowns.
Oh, he did?
Not three.
Okay. Dang it.
Hey,
at least
you can run for 208 right on us, but you ain't getting in there three times.
That's right.
You get two.
You only get two touchdowns on us.
Joe Woods.
Who's more at fault, me or you? Because you co-signed. You're like, yeah, three. Yeah,
you know
three.
What? It felt like six, yes. So I thought
there
it was
go.
Safe.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Joe Woods.
Rather be under than over.
Right. Joe Woods blank out scheme Mike McCoy.
Wow. That's a tough
Someone's got to get the best of someone.
Right. Do they? I mean, it could be a pillow fight, right? Could be a pillow fight. You know, where nobody really looks like they out-schemed the other one.
Whippy.
If I'm going to say out-scheme, no, I'm going to say he won't out-scheme Mike McCoy. Mike McCoy's been around for a long time. He's been a part of some good offenses. I've been coached by him. Been a part of an offense with him as a coordinator. He knows what he's doing. And so, obviously, I realize the last couple of years it hasn't looked good for him. You know, last year here in Denver and this year in Arizona. But I don't think Joe Woods will out-scheme Mike McCoy. If I'm having to give it to somebody, I'm probably going to give it to Mike McCoy.
Uh-oh. Don't like to hear it.
Well, I mean, that's just the cold, hard facts.
All right. Here's a question for you.
I mean, did you watch that Jets game?
Unfortunately, I did. My eyes are still burning.
Know, and I just remember heading the Jets game, D-Mac bashing, you know, my former coach, Jeremy Bates, and Rico with the Jets. And, you know, did Joe Woods out-scheme them?
Nope.
Not even close, right?
Nope.
So how am I going to give the edge to Joe Woods in this game? I'm just not going to. I don't like to be, you know, I'm not going to just go on blind faith.
Yeah.
When you haven't done it for me, and I haven't seen it, then how am I going to back you?
You don't.
Can't. Can't do it. So I'm going to give the edge to Mike McCoy.
Oof. That's vinegar shivers. In the wound right here. Shivers. Vinegar in the wound.
Does that burn or does it make you shiver?
Makes you burn. Makes you burn. Look, here's a question for you. We can talk about the Cardinals, one-win team. What are they saying about the Broncos in Arizona? Let's go live to Arizona next.
Does your business make a positive impact on its community, customers, or employees? First Bank invites you to submit a 2-minute video explaining how you and your business do good for a chance to win $20,000 and a marketing campaign courtesy of First Bank. Doing good can be donating proceeds to charity, being environmentally sustainable, providing gym memberships for your employees, and so much more. If this describes your business, submit your video by October 24th. First Bank. Business banking for good. Rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC. Visit efirstbank.com/businesscontest for more details.
What are they saying about the Broncos in Arizona? I know from here we're saying, hey, this is a 1-5 football team. This is a potential get-right game for the Broncos. But the Broncos are just a two-win team, and that's why we wanted to reach out to Luke Lipinski from 98.7 Arizona Sports, who does pre- and post-game for the Arizona Cardinals. Luke, thanks for stopping by Stokely and Zach here in Denver. What is the sentiment surrounding the Broncos from your guys' perspective?
Well, I mean, I think that if you look at the Cardinals' schedule, there's not a lot of games that you would point to and say this is a winnable game. This is probably one of them, partially because it's a Thursday game, and the Broncos, you know, the road team on a Thursday night, that's been proven to be a pretty big disadvantage in the past. But, you know, at the same time, you hear Von Miller's comments and you understand that, you know, if Denver wins this game, they're still in it, whereas the Cardinals are kind of lacking that swagger right now, at least outwardly.
Luke, looking at y'all's quarterback, Josh Rosen, you know, a lot of talk about him, coming out in this draft. Is he giving fans there hope for the future? What's the buzz surrounding Josh Rosen this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. He really is the story for Cardinals fans at this point. I mean, I'm sure that if you ask Cardinals fans, would you rather win this game tonight or see Josh Rosen play well? You know, people are going to still want the win, obviously. You live in the moment, but it's not going to be like 100%, 0%. It's probably closer to 50-50 because, you know, this is obviously a lost season at this point, whereas Rosen really could be their first franchise quarterback that they've drafted since they got to Arizona. And so far, he hasn't had a lot of help from his supporting cast, but these first three starts, he looked pretty impressive.
Luke Lipinski of 98.7 Arizona Sports dropping by today. When you think of the Broncos as they're currently constructed, 2018, a snapshot of this team, what comes to mind?
But the Broncos, I mean, it's always Von Miller. I think from a Cardinals perspective, you look at them and you see a few young running backs that, you know, you never know with a guy like Phillip Lindsay or even Royce Freeman, they could go off at any time against the Cardinals defense that has been on the field way too much this season. There's some similarities between the two teams. I actually think the Cardinals defense, despite the fact that they gave up a ton of rushing yards like Denver, has clearly been Arizona's strength this season. And part of the reason they give up so many rushing yards, they're just on the field for way too much, almost 36 minutes a game. So there's some similarities between the teams, but, you know, again, anytime you have a guy like Von Miller, in a game like this, it feels like one player could potentially swing things, and he's certainly somebody capable of doing that.
We're visiting with Luke Lipinski at 98.7 Arizona. Luke, talk about David Johnson. Got the payday before the season, obviously injured last year for, you know, pretty much all season long. He hasn't looked like the David Johnson of a few years ago, only averaging 3.2 a carry. He does have the 5 touchdowns. What's been keeping him from being that David Johnson of a few years ago?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question everybody here has been wrestling with. The consensus seems to be that, you know, for whatever reason, Mike McCoy's offense just hasn't been creative enough, or maybe even to put it more bluntly, it's been too predictable. If you look at David Johnson's, even just his touches per game, his carries per game, they were way down the first 3 weeks. It was right around 11 a game, and now it's at least up to 18. But if you look at where they're going, most of them are going right up the middle. Like, the overwhelming majority of them are going right up the middle. So maybe that speaks to play calling. Maybe it speaks to broken plays because the offensive line either hasn't been healthy or hasn't been blocking well for David Johnson. He doesn't look like the guy, though, that we saw 2 years ago where he was arguably the best running back in football when he went over 2,000 yards from scrimmage. And, you know, he missed all last year, essentially. He went out halfway through the first game, but it wasn't like it was a knee injury that should hamper him now. It was a wrist injury. So he doesn't look bad. He just doesn't look like the weapon that he was prior to last year.
Luke Lipinski, 98.7 Arizona Sports, dropping by Stokely and Zach. You know, you said the name Mike McCoy and little shivers went down the backs of Broncos country. He became a polarizing figure last year where, you know, we had heard rumors that the offensive playbook under Mike McCoy was larger than the playbook that was under Peyton Manning when the Broncos were competing for Super Bowls not too far along ago. Has Mike McCoy become the quote-unquote fall guy or the whipping boy in Arizona as it relates to that Cardinals offense?
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, he has. And I'm not saying it is or isn't his fault, but he has. Because when you look at the Cardinals just strictly offensively, the first few weeks they had Sam Bradford in there, and Bradford just didn't look right. And I don't think that could be pinned on McCoy. It just Bradford almost looked tentative or timid every time he had the ball, for lack of a better term. Or maybe that is the best term. But the playbook there was almost too conservative. And then you bring in Josh Rosen. I understand that you don't want to expose your rookie or ask him to do too much in his first start or two, but it does sort of feel like Josh Rosen can handle a little bit more than they're letting him do. And you know, I'm all for being cautious with your potentially future franchise quarterback, but you know, you watch the Cardinals and the frustration is just they don't even get first downs. And this goes back to what I was saying about the defense. You know, the defense is making plays. The defense has a touchdown in each of the last two games. But then the offense will come on the field and they'll get themselves in the 3rd and 7 and they'll run the ball right up the middle. And yeah, I mean, that's going to fall on the offensive coordinator. This is, in a lot of people's minds, this is a huge week for him because then the Cardinals don't play again, obviously, until next Sunday, and then they have a bye week. If they go out there and can't do anything offensively tonight, the whispers about Mike McCoy are only going to get louder.
Luke, talk about the game a couple weeks ago. I know it surprised me, the game at 49ers. I know Jimmy Garoppolo's not the quarterback, but to go out there and beat that football team, which has some weapons over there, and, you know, we saw it on Monday night against the Packers, should have won that game, and y'all take it to them pretty handily, 28-18 victory. Talk about that. What happened in that game? How were you able to go out there and play a good football game?
That really, it started with the offense, but to me, it was pretty much entirely the defense. The Cardinals, it was weird. The first drive, they fell behind 6-0, and San Francisco moved the ball with ease. I mean, they just screen passes right down the field. The Cardinals' first place in scrimmage, Rosen went 75 yards to Christian Kirk, which is something we just haven't seen a lot of this season. We haven't even seen the Cardinals take shots down the field. And so then it looked like maybe this will be a high-scoring game. And the Cardinals offense really didn't do anything else for the rest of the game. But what happened was the defense, they had 4 sacks. They had 5 takeaways. Buda Baker was, he's everywhere on the defense. Josh Bynes got in the end zone. Chandler Jones is a very disruptive force. I mean, that to me is the recipe for how the Cardinals can win games this year, is just don't mess up on offense. Josh Rosen really hasn't turned the ball over very much at all. I think he has 1 interception, and just let the defense do their thing. Cause as much as the defense has struggled with the rushing game this year, they have playmakers with Chandler Jones and Patrick Peterson and Buda Baker and Marcus Golden. Like, they have guys that can swing games, and they did.
Last one for me, Luke, and Luke Lipinski from 98.7 Arizona Sports dropping by. Luke, the other week I'm watching Monday Night Football 2 weeks back, and I'm watching Drew Brees break the completion record or the yards record, and I said, you know what, man? This guy is so beloved by his community in which he plays. You'd be hard-pressed to find another fan base that has a connection the way that New Orleans has to Drew Brees. And while I don't think Larry Fitzgerald is on that level, you guys have absolutely had to just love what this guy has done for the Cardinals and the community. Can you just talk about for a brief moment just what Larry Fitzgerald means?
Yeah, I mean, he, I think if you asked most sports fans in Arizona, they would say, you know, if you, everybody plays that Mount Rushmore game where you have your 4 best professional athletes of all time, if you could only have one, I think most sports fans, at least in Phoenix, would pick Larry Fitzgerald. And wow. As much as the teams here haven't won championships, you know, we've been fortunate with, you know, the Paul Goldschmidt and Steve Nash and Randy Johnson obviously did win a World Series, and Shane Doan for the hockey team was here forever. But Fitz is just, he's so involved in the community. The one time it looked like the Cardinals might actually win the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh 10 years ago now or whatever, the iconic play down here was Fitz catching that pass up the middle and just going in the end zone. And at that point, everybody here was kind of thinking, like looking around, like they might actually win the Super Bowl. You know, he's been with the franchise forever. He's going to go down as one of the 3 or 4 best receivers probably of all time. He really hasn't had a lot of great quarterback play throughout his career. I mean, he had Kurt Warner and he had Carson Palmer, but he also had Max Hall and John Skelton, and Logan Thomas was throwing him passes at one point. Sam Bradford this year was struggling. It's not like his numbers have been bolstered by amazing quarterback play for the majority of his career, but he's so consistent.
Yeah, he really has been. Less than 200 yards from surpassing Terrell Owens, second all-time to only the GOAT, Jerry Rice. Luke Lipinski from 98.7 Arizona Sports, thank you for the unique insight, and appreciate you dropping by, Stokely and Zach.
Thanks, Luke.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, there he goes. Nice job from Luke there. All right, Stoke, it's that time of day. Stokely stoked up, and I promise you, we're getting hype next.
What's Brandon Stokely?
Yeah, I'm so stoked.
Stoked up about today.
Baby, and it's a great opportunity to get things back on track. If you win this game, Vance keeps his job, and you get things going in the right direction. And who knows what else can happen the rest of the season. It's a great opportunity for Case Keenum and the offense to get going. Wake up, offense. Cardinals love to blitz, right, Zach? They love to bring pressure. You know what that means? That means a lot of one-on-one coverage. You know what also that means?
What that mean?
Opportunity to make big plays down the football field. Emmanuel, DT, Cortland Sutton, maybe even Jeff Heirman. We'll see a 40-something yard catch from him. Who knows? But you're going to have opportunities down the football field to make plays. Go out there and get the job done. Get this season going back in the right direction. And, Zach, that's what I'm stoked up about.
Brandon Stokely's stoked up.
That's what I'm talking about! That's a good one. That's a good one. You know, the sentiment around town is very conflicted. What you just said, and you're stoked up, is the way that I feel. This is not too late. NFL seasons are islands, and I don't think you should worry about the next island while you're still in the midst of one. I mean, we're only six games in. Nothing says that you can't get this back on track. I watched the Houston Texans lose week one, week two, and week three. And I'm sure sports talk radio down in Houston were saying, yeah, this never going to get itself figured out. We're 0-3, 1% of those.
Fire Bill O'Brien.
Did
should have fired him 2 years ago.
Did we assume too much with Deshaun Watson? And guess what? They won week four, they won week five, and they won week six. Okay, now they're 3-3. Their season looks entirely different. Last year, the Kansas City Chiefs started 5-0. And then a month and a half later, they looked like an entirely different team. Nothing says that this is done, but the first thing that pops up on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043, after you're stoked up, do we want the Broncos to win tonight, or does this entire mess need to be blown up? Quarterback, head coach, general manager, the schedule moving forward is brutal.
Wow.
So maybe we root for a road loss tonight and ensure a top five pick.
I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet.
Neither am I.
Zach?
No, look, neither
Why?
Am I.
Why? It's too soon. Look, I said last year I was done. I wanted them to lose. Keep losing. Might as well lose. You were done. But this year I'm not ready to go down that road just yet.
You know what? I'm there with you. Now, you lose tonight and we hit the reset button on this conversation.
Sure. Absolutely.
But we are not there yet.
And the schedule down the stretch is not that tough.
Tell me why.
I'll tell you why. Okay, you get this win tonight. Okay, now you got 3 wins. You're 3-4. You play at the Chiefs. All right, you'll take an L there.
Okay.
You got the Steelers. You got the Texans at home. Excuse me. Texans that lost 3 straight games. I've seen them play the last few weeks. They don't look like they looked with Deshaun Watson when he bust on the scene last year. So you got them at home. You should be able to beat the Houston Texans at home. You should. If you win tonight, you should be able to win that game.
Sure.
So that's another win. Okay. What does that put us at? 4?
No clue.
Oh, I don't either.
Okay.
I think it's 2 plus 2. I think that's 4.
Okay, yeah.
Puts us at 4 wins. All right. And then you got the Chargers on the road. Okay, that's an L. You got the Steelers at home. I just watched 2 games at home against the Kansas City Chiefs and against the L.A. Rams, and you could have won both those games. And both those teams are better than the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay. So at home, you can win that game.
Sure.
Okay. So what does that put us at? 5. You go to the Cincinnati Bengals. Well, that's an L. You can't play on the road. You show me that you can't play on the road, so I'm not going to give you a win on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Sure.
I do believe you could win that game. You could upset them.
Steal it.
But I'm not going to give you that win, all right? So that still keeps us at what number?
5?
Yeah, sure. Close enough anyway. You got the 49ers on the road minus Jimmy Garoppolo. The dang Arizona Cardinals just beat them in their place 2 weeks ago. 28-18.
That's a win.
W. Puts us at 6. You got the Cleveland Browns at home. You better not lose to the Cleveland Browns at home. They're a much better football team. They are. But at home, Broncos should win that game. That puts you at 7. Oh, guess who you play next? The worst team in football, one of them. The Oakland Raiders, who knows what's going to be going on at that time. John Gruden might bench Derek Carr by then. So they're a complete train wreck. You're going to get that win. That puts you at?
Seven?
I thought it was eight.
Eight?
Yeah, eight.
Sure.
That puts you at eight.
We're at eight.
That's your one job here is keep track of the dang numbers. Okay, I'm doing everything else here. Just keep track of the numbers for me.
We're at eight.
We're at eight. There we go. And then the last game of the season, you play the L.A. Chargers, which, look, I like the Chargers. They're a really good football team. But who knows? Like you said, who knows what they're going to be playing for at that point in the season? And you're playing them at home. So, and the Chargers aren't the team that I thought they were going to be this year. They're not that team right now. So why can't you win that game? That would put you at nine. So this team, if they can get this win, you look at the schedule. Look, there's some games that they can win. They can get to 8-9 wins. I'm not thinking they'll get to the playoffs, but this is still a manageable season, but it starts tonight. You've got to get this win. If you don't get this win, it's reset button.
Reset button.
Yep.
All across the board.
Everything. Reevaluating, reset, firing, benchings, all of those things start after this game if you don't win this game.
You remember you'd be playing a video game when you were younger?
Yeah.
Nintendo.
Oh no!
It's got
no.
The two buttons, power
oh,
and reset.
No.
Someone accidentally hits the reset button.
Oh no, they didn't.
You lose everything.
Right.
Because back then you didn't save
right.
The game.
Yeah, there was no saving it.
You hit the reset button, you lose everything. Mom would walk across the room. Ankle would go across the cord.
Yep. Yep. Pull it from the wall.
What did you do, Mom? My entire Tomb Raider, Lara Croft. I'm on fifth level. I'm playing Medal of Honor. I'm in Germany. I can't go.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's what we'll do tomorrow.
That's right.
That's what we'll do tomorrow if you lose this game. I don't think they're going to lose this game. This has potential to get this entire program back on track. Okay?
It does. It's a big game. And I know it's against the Cardinals. They're a bad football team. But, look, you also have a lot working against you. On the road, short week. Those games usually are tough for that team that's traveling. It's the way it is. And, you know, Arizona's looking at the Broncos like we're looking at them. Man, this is a get-right game. Let's get things rolling. That's what their coaches are telling them over there. And, oh, by the way, Arizona's got a good defense. They got a good defense. They got some playmakers over there. So, you know, you better come ready to play.
Yeah.
You better come ready to play. And Josh Rosen, look, he has his moments where he looks like he could be a future franchise quarterback.
What are you expecting from him tonight?
Well, it depends. I mean, are we going to put pressure on him? Are we going to be able to get after him? Or are we going to look like we looked against the New York Jets? Okay, I didn't expect to see much from Sam Darnold. All of a sudden, he's sitting back there all day, and they're running for over 200, you know, or 300. What did they run for?
300 and...
Yeah. Okay, that's close enough, yeah. 300-plus. I didn't think they were going to run the football that much and that well, and I didn't think they would be able to protect Sam Darnold as well as they did. So what does it look like when it comes to stopping the run and getting pressure on on Josh Rosen?
Right.
That's what it comes down to. But if you're not putting pressure on him and he's able to hold the football and survey the field and go through reads and progressions and feel comfortable in the pocket, well, he's going to do to you what Sam Darnold did. They're going to make some big plays down the football field. And don't think they didn't look at that game and said, oh, look, that worked, rookie quarterback. Let's start taking some of this stuff from the New York Jets and what they did. So the Broncos better have fixed what their issues were against the Jets, because you're going to see some of that stuff with the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, if they watch that Jets game closely, it's likely they'll say, that Bradley Roby, that 29 with the dreads hanging, Larry, if you get matched up on him, make him into a workout cone.
And who's your third corner?
Good question.
Tremaine Brock? Right? I mean, is he healthy this week? I mean, he played last week, but that's the guys we're attacking. We're going after those guys. A guy that hasn't played a lot, and Tremaine Brock, and a guy like Bradley Roby, who, you know, has just been very inconsistent. That's where we're going. And oh, by the way, we're going to get David Johnson out of the backfield in the passing game, and we're going to try to run the football. We're going to see if y'all got y'all's issues fixed when it comes to the rush defense. I think the Broncos have fixed that. I'm not as concerned this week with the rushing attack of the Arizona Cardinals, obviously, as we were last week.
Right.
But I think they fixed those issues. But now what you got to do is you got to piggyback that with getting pressure on the quarterback in the passing game.
Mm. And then on the other side of the football, you look at a guy like Chandler Jones. You look at a guy like Marcus Golden. You look at a guy, Buda Baker. I mean, they got some real players over there, and they're likely looking at the Broncos offensive line going, Connor McGovern? Never heard of him.
Who?
Billy Turner? I watched the Broncos play week one. He wasn't their starter.
I just remember him in Miami a few years ago. How did he end up in Denver?
Max Garcia?
I thought he
wasn't
was benched.
Wasn't he rotating on the other side?
I thought he was benched.
He was benched. These guys.
Garrett Bowles?
Garrett Bowles? Garrett Holds?
He's the one that holds all the time. Oh, let's go eat.
You know
stat
what?
Stat game, baby.
Stat game. These guys are looking at the offensive line like, you know, my son, when he's about to eat, just starts drooling. Just got to put a bib on. That's what Chandler Jones is looking at the offensive line of the Denver Broncos right now.
And so, all those guys are. Everybody.
Sure.
And you don't think the defensive coordinator is going to say, hey, we're coming after them.
Sure.
They already blitz the most in the NFL.
Number one in the league.
Number one in the league when it comes to blitzing. They will bring pressure consistently tonight. Stop this. Look, they're not very good against the run either. Okay, their defense is not very good against the run. What are we going to do? Well, you know what, Patrick Peterson, you're one-on-one. Whoever's on the other side, you're one-on-one. We're playing man coverage, and we're bringing pressure. Let's make Case Keenum have to make quick decisions with the football, and let's stop the run game. So, you know, to me, that's going to be interesting to see what's offensive line can hold up and what's running game can do well tonight.
Sure.
Well, and take some pressure off of these quarterbacks.
To your point, last week against the Rams, not one Broncos running back had even a 10-yard run. That needs to change. That needs to change tonight. We'll see if it comes to fruition. This is Vance Joseph's Super Bowl. I mean, this man will not be on the Broncos sideline against the Kansas City Chiefs in a week and a half if you lose this game. I said it 2 weeks ago. I guarantee you Vance Joseph will be fired if he can't find a way to win this game, because I assume that they were going to catch an L against the Rams.
You don't think any situation to where, you know what, John lets Vance make a couple moves and keep his job for a week or two where I'm saying like, okay, hey, Vance, I'm going to let you stay here. I should fire you right now. We've lost five in a row, but, you know, Joe Woods, he's got to go. Okay? And it's time to play Chad Kelly. Something like that. Do you think that he gets an extension, but he has to make some moves? You know, last year, you had to fire Mike McCoy. This year, you know, it's got to be Joe Woods. And it's got to be maybe a quarterback change. Something like that. And now you give him a couple more weeks. Any way possible.
I do think there's a way possible, but if we get to a point, and I'll say this, you lose eight consecutive games last year, and you're a 5-11 football team, you got the longest losing streak in 50 years. 50, not 15, 50 years.
Teddy?
And then you follow it up with the NFL's longest losing streak before the midway point. I mean, the Broncos are the only team in NFL football right now on a four-game losing streak. Okay?
National TV.
It's on national TV, and you let it get to five, and you allow that coach who has come in here and absolutely fallen on his face as of where we stand right now, and you continue to allow him to coach the football team, then I'm taking the magnifying glass and I'm pointing it upstairs. I'm pointing it upstairs at Dove Valley. Because if you get to a point where it's acceptable, where this is going on, when you've been able to say you got more Super Bowl appearances than losing seasons, and then in the year that Mr. B's going to go in the Hall of Fame, the coach that you've had here for 2 years is going to be the one that spoils it? To me, I don't think there's a scenario that's still the case. And I could be wrong.
Yeah, also, on top of that is you know, last year, the kicker, the cherry on top, if you will, you know, you had the eight-game losing streak, but it was how you lost those games.
Sure.
Right? And look at what's happened the last two games. It's a little bit embarrassing whenever you give up the rushing yards that you've given up, you know, defensively. You think John's happy with that? He's put a lot of resources into this defense.
Yeah.
Just spent the number five overall pick. Keep your strength to strength, right? Well, that's embarrassing when you make all these moves and your defense is looking the way that it's looking the last couple weeks and just getting pounded the way that they've been getting pounded. And then if you go on national TV and you know they're going to be talking about all this stuff and you get beat down by the Arizona Cardinals that have won one game, You know, he might be forced to say, I got to. I mean, I'm just getting embarrassed too much here.
Well, you know what? You're right, because the losing streak's there, but the optics are also there. When you say you're the first team ever to do something in a negative way, it's obviously never good. But I'll say this. If you lose to the Arizona Cardinals, that's one thing. He's probably going to get fired anyway. You get beat down by the Arizona Cardinals on national TV? I swear to God, if you get beat down by the Cardinals, that plane is lighter. That jet is lighter.
There's no chance they get beat down by the Cardinals. Beat down.
2 weeks ago, you said there's no way you could have got beat down by the Jets.
Yeah, you're right.
You didn't just get
beat.
You got embarrassed. You got beaten into submission. If you get beaten into submission by the Arizona Cardinals, the jet is lighter.
Cardinals led by Mike McCoy on offense.
Look, you hand
add
him,
that kicker into it too. So don't think that doesn't matter. You know, to John and the perception that the guy that you fired last year offensively,
right,
if he goes in there and does, you know, to your defense what we've seen this defense be giving up the last couple of weeks, that's more salt in the wound.
If that happens,
not vinegar, salt.
You hand Vance a ticket and you say, "This is a one way ticket back to Denver. It's a Southwest flight. You're in boarding group C.
Oh, not even A.
Okay, you're probably going to sit in the middle. Nope, you're going to sit in the middle seat. You're going to sit in the middle seat.
Oh no, you didn't.
You're boarding group C.
No.
Good news is bags fly free. I'll tell you what.
Stop.
I'm just letting you
Where's the plane going?
See you later. Send it wherever. But I'm just saying, you cannot get beat
I'm
down by
the ride back.
Look, okay, underneath with the bags. I'm just saying, you can't on national TV. If there's one person who has no patience for getting his face rubbed in the mud in front of everyone, you're the only team on stage tonight. The league is watching tonight. The league is watching. Everyone will be watching. It's Thursday Night Football. So you can't let that happen. I don't think it'll happen, Stoke.
I don't either. And if it does, then there needs to be a lot more moves than I can even imagine. You can't go out there and get whipped by the Arizona Cardinals. You just can't. I just don't see that happening. I just don't. But you're right. I didn't see them getting whipped the way that they did against the New York Jets.
Right. So I'm not assuming anything. I didn't think they'd get, you know, humiliated by the Dolphins last year or the Giants, who had everyone in the lineup injured.
But we talk about, you know, if it goes that way. But what happens if you go out there and you play a really good football game and you take it to Arizona? You know what? How things can be switched and fixed, and all of a sudden, you know, it's a different spin on the rest of the season. We're talking about different things next week, which
totally
would be great, and hopefully they can go out there and play a good complimentary football game for four quarters. Don't make all these mistakes. I'm tired of seeing all these mistakes. You know, that's the thing. You got to have a well-coached team that's not making these types of mistakes that lose you football games. You can't be pointing in somebody's face. You can't be grabbing guys and throwing them down. You got to be play more of a clean football game, and you got to look like you know what you're doing. And if you do that and you take care of business, look, the rest of the season's very manageable for this team to go on a little bit of a run and get to 8 or 9 wins. I'm not saying they're getting to the playoffs, but they could get to 8 or 9 wins. But it starts tonight. What an important game for the future of this team this year and for Vance Joseph and so many other people. I mean, it is. It's here. It is tonight. So much can change, and so much is riding on a win or a loss. And we're talking about, you know, a 2-4 football team playing their seventh game of the season. Usually,
right,
you don't have this type of importance on a football game, the seventh game of the season.
Right.
So much riding on it. Are we going to make our picks or what?
Here we go.
Are you ready?
The time
you
for...
You scared? Say you scared.
The time,
you know where
for,
my pick's going. I pretty much said it yesterday.
Well, I want I gave you a day to reevaluate.
And it's people on the RamosLaw.com text line yesterday said, Stoke, you're just saying that you're going to switch it tomorrow. I know you are.
Okay, well, we'll see. It's time for our Broncos prediction. Our Broncos pick is brought to you by King Soopers, the official grocery store of the Denver Broncos, and the official catering service of Stokely and Zach. After we keep on winning this dang thing.
So
every
let somebody
single
else
week.
Win 1 week. I mean, it's getting a little. I mean, I feel bad.
If we win one more week,
should we just retire?
You know what? At one point in time, I think it was Teddy Roosevelt. He's calling the trust buster. You bust up a trust. When you got a monopoly like that, look, we are building a dynasty.
Sure?
It started to feel like the Warriors around here.
That sounds like Abe Lincoln.
No, it was Teddy? No. I think it was the trust buster. I want to say
it was George
Roosevelt.
Washington or Abe.
No.
The apple, and then he said that, fell down.
That was Isaac Newton who felt the apple fall on his head and said, that's gravity. You're thinking of George Washington chopping the cherry tree.
Yeah, that one. Okay, we're going down the wrong path here. Let's make our picks, doggone it.
Okay, go ahead. Fire away.
All right, I got you. Look, I said yesterday, and I still believe it today. Okay, what I said yesterday, and I said I can't count on the Denver Broncos. I've made picks for the Denver Broncos consistently in games like this, where they should win over the last 2 years. And you're talking about the New York Giants. You're talking about the Miami Dolphins last year. You're talking about this year. And you look at the New York Jets, the Buffalo Bills last year. And I continue to make these picks for the Broncos, and I continue to get burned. I'm not going to let it happen again. And I won't change my pick to the Denver Broncos until they go out there and they show me that they can get the job done. They fooled me way too many times. They should only have had fooled me two times. And so now it's really shame on me a lot of times. And I'm not going to be shamed tonight, okay? So I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals in a low-scoring game, 16-13 over the Denver Broncos. Prove me wrong. Please, prove me wrong.
Sure.
But until I see it. And these games, they always been lulling me to sleep. They have. And I keep picking the Broncos, and they keep disappointing me, Zach, and I'm just not going to do it again. I got the Cardinals winning by a field goal. Case Keenum throws an interception late in the game to seal the deal.
Oh, and you're giving details.
They're driving the football, and they're just out of field goal range, and they turn the football over, and Josh Rosen kneels on it.
Look,
for the second win for the Arizona Cardinals this year.
Look, that could happen. I mean, that could happen. You're right. I have been burned, just like you have.
So you're feeling the same way I have. You're not going to be burned again.
You're smart like me, right? You know what? I am, but here's the thing. You're making this pick more with your heart because you've been burned. When you actually look at the matchup itself, this favors the Broncos. Now, I've looked at a lot of other matchups that favored them too, and I picked them, okay? And I've been scarred. But guess what? Scar tissue's tougher than the original skin. I'm taking the Broncos.
No!
27-19.
Wow, how did you get to 19?
Don't ask me that question anymore. I will tell you. 27.
These numbers.
27-19. They get to 17. Case fumbles a snap. It's a safety. You know, we'll figure it out.
Oh, okay. All right. Seriously, I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong. I hope we come in tomorrow with good news because this season is salvageable, but they got to get the win tonight. And I hope they do. And then that way I can start picking them again. But until they are able to do that against a team like the Arizona Cardinals, I'm not going to pick them, especially on the road, short week. A game they should win, but they found ways to lose in the past.
Steven, can you pull up that D-Mac shame game on our way? I would love to end today just on that type of note. If you don't have it, that's okay. But you got it ready. This is what it sounded like yesterday.
Hey, this is Nancy in Lone Tree. I won King Super's fan football pick'em this week.
Good
D-Mac,
right.
Repeat after me.
Okay.
After seeing Bradley Chubb last week, I think we made the right choice.
Oh, my God.
The Broncos were right to pick Bradley Chubb.
Oh, my God. Nancy, you're killing me, Nancy.
This is going to live. This is going to live forever.
D-Mac, repeat after me.
I heard you, Nancy.
After seeing Bradley Chubb,
all right,
last week,
I
think we made the right choice.
I got it.
After seeing Bradley Chubb last week, I think we made the right choice.
The Broncos were right to pick Bradley Chubb.
The Broncos were right to pick Bradley Chubb. I didn't mean any of that.
Yes, you did.
I love it. Take that above and beyond award and stick it where the sun doesn't shine, D-Mac. How about that? He was bragging about that this morning.
Oh,
sent me a text
my
message.
Goodness.
I still have zero of those, by the way.
That is too funny. Guys, we appreciate you rocking with us every single day, but especially on a game day. Go figure it out.
Look, there we go, baby.
Hey, let's figure this thing out. By the way, I'm going to be at SportsCom until 6 o'clock. Hopefully, folks, come down here, watch the game. We're going to be having an absolute great time. Come say hello if you get a chance. Go Broncos,
Jed. Hanging out with us.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thanks,
you.
Jed. Appreciate you,
he
man.
He just called you out in the basketball also. So.
I'll tell him the same thing I told Alfred.
Yeah.
You don't want it.
You don't want
it. You don't want it. You think it's going to go down a certain way? Ain't going down like that.
I
hey,
love it.
Go Broncos. Enjoy the game. Go Valor. Wish you guys the best
appreciate
of luck.
You.
Our guys, live from Arizona. When it matters most, we are always there because it's the best Broncos coverage. Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. The Drive's coming up next.
Does your business make a positive impact on its community, customers, or employees? First Bank invites you to submit a two-minute video explaining how you and your business do good for a chance to win $20,000 and a marketing campaign courtesy of First Bank. Doing good can be donating proceeds to charity, being environmentally sustainable, providing gym memberships for your employees, and so much more. If this describes your business, submit your video by October 24th. First Bank. Business banking for good. Rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC. Visit eFirstBank.com/businesscontest for more details.